You're listening to Comedy Central.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
The coronavirus pandemic. It's the reason all your sex dreams are now just about going out bowling. There's no question that things in the US are moving in the right direction. More people are getting the vaccine, fewer people are getting infected, and our maskne is finally starting to clear up. But at the same time, things are still very bad. And today, the country reached a grim milestone to remind all of us of that.
The coronavirus and the pandemic's once unthinkable toll in the U.S. More than 500,000 lives lost in less than 1 year.
The first reported fatality came on February 29th. 3 months later, it was 100,000 dead.
And then by mid-September, the death toll climbed to 200,000 and surpassed 300,000 by mid-December.
But then came the deadliest period in the pandemic, 400,000 deaths on January 19th. And now, just 1 month later, here we are, 500,000 COVID deaths in this country.
President Biden will mark the milestone at the White House with a moment of silence and a candle lighting ceremony.
That's right, people. 500,000 COVID deaths. A number that nobody wanted to see. And as painful as that is, you have to admit, it is nice to see America's president actually take a moment, just a moment, to recognize the toll that coronavirus has taken. I mean, the only time the previous president showed any sadness was when he accidentally deleted Fox News off of his DVR.
What a day for Americans. What a sad day. My sweet Hannity is gone.
The good news is that the number of new infections has plummeted in the last few weeks. But what's interesting is the number that they've plummeted to is where they were last July, which at the time everyone thought was so horrifying that the country immediately started locking down again. And this just goes to show you that your perspective can change based on where you're coming from. That's it. Like, if I got attacked right now by a wolf, I'd probably be like, ah, this is the worst day of my life, ah! But if I went from being attacked by four wolves to one wolf, I'd probably be like, ah, what a relaxing way to start the week. So look, this is why it's so important to get people vaccinated as quickly as possible. And don't give me any excuses about how you're too busy or it's not convenient. Last weekend, a 90-year-old Seattle woman walked 6 miles in the snow to keep her appointment because the roads hadn't been plowed, which is incredible. Although if you believe old people's stories, walking miles in the snow is what they do all the time. They love that shit. But still, if a 90-year-old woman can do it, you can do it too. And don't tell me, but Trevor, I'm not 90 years old. I'm too young to get the vaccine right now. That's also no excuse.
A strange story now showing the lengths two Florida women were willing to go to get the vaccine. They are caught dressing as grannies just so they could get the shot. Now, here's the thing. It worked for them the first time around. Officials say the women are 34 and 44 years old. So you can see one of them wore a bonnet and long cardigan. The other didn't make much of an effort to cover up. A vaccinator thought they looked funny, so they were stopped before getting their shots. And that's when they found out both women had faked their birth dates. Now officials want to know how they were able to get away with getting the first shot. The women are not facing any charges, but police did yell at them, calling their actions selfish.
Okay, this is outrageous. You call that dressing up as a granny? All that woman did was put a bonnet on, and that other one didn't do anything. Put on a wig, hunch over, or even easier, just download the Facebook app on your phone. I mean, if you got that, you're 75 minimum. If you want to cheat your way to the vaccine, you at least have to put in the work. No one would have bought the charade. I'm pretty sure Mrs. Doubtfire wouldn't have gotten the kids back if he just showed up like,
"Hey, it's me, Mrs. Doubtfire, I'm your nanny."
How did they even think that they could pretend to be old women at that age? I mean, personally, I blame porn. You know, they start putting women in the MILF category at 26. Of course we have unrealistic ideas of what grannies look like. But what's crazy is, they would have gotten away with it if the doctors hadn't gotten suspicious.
Hey, wait a minute. If you're a grandma, how come you haven't tried to set me up with one of your grandkids yet?
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Love the Daily Show Ears Edition? Then help us get to know you so we can keep creating the content you love. Go to cohst.app/TDS or click the link in this episode's show notes to fill out a quick 2-minute survey. And tell us a little bit about yourself.
The FDA announced that a new vaccine from Johnson & Johnson has been proven effective, including against the coronavirus variants, and could be hitting the streets this weekend. Plus, unlike the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, it works with one dose and doesn't need to be kept in freezers. So this vaccine is basically as low maintenance as you pretend to be on your first date. And with vaccine availability improving, more and more people are able to get their shots. And experts actually say that America will soon be giving out nearly 2 million doses a day. So with 330 million Americans, 2 million doses a day, that means the pandemic will be over in 6? But this is still America, which means not everyone is getting access to the vaccines equally.
A big gap in who gets the coronavirus vaccine in the U.S. Information from 23 states that report COVID vaccinations by race and ethnicity shows a stark difference in the rollout.
Black Americans are hospitalized for COVID at almost triple the rate and are at least 1.5 times more likely to die from this virus than white Americans. But just over 5% of Americans vaccinated are Black versus more than 60% who are white.
Cities like Philadelphia and Chicago, with a Black population double or triple the percent receiving COVID vaccine.
Unfortunately, in New York City, we learned that we had managed to vaccinate more non-New York City residents here in New York City than we had vaccinated Black, Hispanic, and Native American New Yorkers combined.
Well, 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 if it isn't my old arch nemesis, racism. What are you doing here? What's that? Oh, you're pretty much everywhere? Yeah, that's a fair point. But this is crazy, people. According to the available data, New York has vaccinated more out-of-towners than minorities who actually live here in New York. I mean, they need to beef up the screening process. You know, like before giving someone a shot, just ask them to walk 6 feet on a sidewalk. And then if they stop and look up at a building to admire it, you send their ass back to Connecticut. And this isn't just a New York problem. This is an America problem. Since black people are getting sicker at a higher rate, they should be getting vaccinated at a higher rate because they need it more. It's the same reason you hand out free condoms on college campuses, not at a LARPing camp. So why are black people falling so far behind? Well, let's find out why in another installment of If You Don't Know, Now You Know. There are two universal truths to living in America. One, every holiday is a mattress sale in disguise. And two, the wealthier you are, the easier it is to access life's necessities. And unfortunately, that's one big reason why black people are having a hard time getting the vaccine.
Race and income really determine your access to resources. And that's no different with COVID.
Studies show more than 30% of black adults don't have broadband internet, leaving many without information online about where and how to get vaccinated.
If you don't have great high-speed internet, you don't have a computer, how can you jump in line to make an appointment?
Black residents are significantly more likely than white residents to live more than a mile from the closest vaccination facility. Researchers also found black people are less likely than whites to live near a pharmacy, clinic, hospital, or health center that can administer COVID-19 vaccines.
Over 50% of the Chicago black communities were so-called pharmacy deserts, low-income neighborhoods where pharmacies are far from the population and people don't have regular access to vehicles, compared with just 5% in white communities.
San Francisco's pharmacy desert is zip code 94124. 92% of the population is black and Hispanic, and there's only one retail pharmacy for the more than 35,000 people who live there.
Where do they go if they don't have a personal or primary care physician? And the answer in many cases is there's nowhere to go.
That's right. Many black neighborhoods don't even have a pharmacy. There are so few pharmacies that I'm surprised Republicans haven't made them voting locations. And this is especially messed up because in most white neighborhoods, there are pharmacies everywhere. I mean, everywhere. One time, I went into a Walgreens that had a CVS inside of it. And it's also crazy how many people still don't even have broadband. Before America makes vaccination appointments dependent on high-speed internet, maybe they should sign everyone up for high-speed internet. And then a month later, once those people are done going through all the internet porn, then they can get around to making an appointment. So, if you don't have the internet to schedule an appointment, and you don't have a local pharmacy to administer the shot, and you don't have transportation to a vaccine distribution center, what do you do? I mean, at that point, you might as well just make the vaccine yourself. Which I tried, by the way, but I didn't have any mRNA in my house, so I just used barbecue sauce. I mean, it didn't work, but my blood tastes delicious. But for the black community, the barriers to getting vaccinated go way beyond a lack of resources. There's also a psychological barrier. Many black people are just reluctant to get the shot. Because the truth is, they trust the medical community less than they trust the Golden Globes. And that suspicion may seem irrational to outsiders, but trust me, it is grounded in some very real history.
There is, especially among the black community, a horrible history of mistreatment that has created distrust in doctors and medicine.
African Americans were experimented on, used essentially to justify the cruelty of slavery, creating science.
This book from 1851, titled The Natural History of Human Species, echoed one of the most prevalent and dangerous beliefs in medicine at the time, that black people did not feel pain or anxiety.
The federally sanctioned Tuskegee experiment sought to examine the long-term effects of syphilis by letting infected black men go untreated with no regard to the suffering it caused.
There was also Henrietta Lacks, a mother of five who in 1951 sought treatment for a tumor. She passed away later that year. Scientists, without her consent or her family's knowledge, harvested her cells for medical research.
The ties between race and medical treatment have lasted hundreds of years, and they're still alive in medicine today. The University of Virginia conducted a study of 200 white medical students in 2016. 40% thought black skin was thicker than white skin. The study also revealed that some doctors think black patients feel less pain.
Excuse me? Black people don't feel pain? Well, I guess you've never met a man named Michael Jordan. He's been crying about everything for 10 years. I mean, black people invented the blues. Nobody feels pain like black people, except for Adele. That woman has been through some shit. But this is why so many black people are suspicious of the medical community, because that community has betrayed them again and again and again. And you're not gonna trust people who have betrayed you that many times. Oh, unless you're Mike Pence. But unfortunately, this mistrust actually hurts black people, because these vaccines are safe. Believe me on this, white people would never let Martha Stewart get one if it was dangerous. I mean, if something ever happened to her, they would have no idea how to match their centerpieces to their napkin holders. It would be chaos! And because this anti-vaccine sentiment is hurting the black community, black leaders are now stepping in to try and get the message out through an institution that the community does trust, the church.
Black churches have long been a source of guidance and strength for the community it serves. It's the reason why black clergy across the country are teaming up with medical professionals and local officials to educate and encourage people to get the COVID-19 vaccine.
Dr. Anthony Fauci in a virtual face-to-face with Baltimore's faith and community leaders.
We need your help.
Part of a strategy aimed at getting a message in to the black community.
On Friday, black pastors from several Boston churches received their first round of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. They're also here to educate and reassure the minority community the vaccines are safe.
Reverend Liz Walker says she preaches about three things: truth, love, and lowering anxiety. Her focus now is spreading the truth about the vaccine. Half her congregation says they won't take it. Some believe God will save them.
I always respond that yes, you should put your trust in God, but remember, God uses doctors.
That's right. God uses doctors. I mean, not all doctors. You know, Dr. Phil is the devil's work, but doctors who are actually doctors, well, they're doing the Lord's work. And props to people like Dr. Fauci for speaking to black churches and for not doing that thing that white people do when they visit a black church, where they start talking like Martin Luther King Jr.
And I can tell you that we as a people will get to herd immunity.
Hey man, you can just use your normal voice. Oh, thank God. Oh, my voice was killing me. And if you ask me, black church is the number one place to reach black people. I mean, the only other place that would make sense is a Versus on Instagram and a black barbershop. But that one wouldn't work, because then they just get sidetracked debating which vaccine is the greatest of all time.
Nah, man, listen up. Polio is the greatest vaccine of all time. The hell it is, man. What about mumps? Mumps? Man, don't bring that mumps bullshit into my shop.
Look, the point is, encouraging vaccination through the church is a great idea. It's actually something that The Daily Show wants to get behind, which is why we asked Pastor Roy to help us out.
Thank y'all for logging on to the Lord this morning. It has come to my attention that some of y'all are looking at the COVID vaccine the way Jesus looked at Judas during the Last Supper. Suspicious. And look, I understand that the medical community has done unholy things to black people, but I'm here to tell you to put your trust in the Trinity of Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson. Because if you get the Rona, Jesus can't put his hands on you. He's social distancing. So I want you to let Jesus and that vaccine into your soul. Or at least into your left shoulder. Look, I don't think y'all hear me. I said, I want you to let Jesus and that vaccine into your soul. See, I need some help in here. Somebody get me my soldiers of the Lord. I want you to baptize yourself in the healing waters of the vaccine.
Get your vaccine. Get your vaccine.
Push out the antichrist and let in the antibodies.
Water in the wine. Vaccine in the mind. Water in the wine. Vaccine in the mind.
I want you vaccine atheists to believe.
Preach, brother.
Do not be led astray by false Facebook prophets.
Don't listen to your Uncle Fred. He is not a doctor.
Let the vaccination be your salvation from your isolation. Amen. Blessed are the immune, for they shall inherit the earth. From the movie theater, to the gym, all the way to the promised land of Red Lobster.
Ultimate family.
Now, I ain't gonna hold y'all up. I think we done made the point. Also, I gotta wrap this up. My little boy got a clarinet lesson over Zoom. I only paid for the free 40-minute version. Praise Jesus, and God bless Dr. Fauci. And I'll see you next week for the booster shot.
The coronavirus vaccine, aka Zoom's worst nightmare. For many people, the vaccine is still too hard to get, which is why some Floridians are really pissed off that their governor appears to be playing favorites.
The vaccine rollout in Florida surrounded a new controversy tonight.
Governor Ron DeSantis is accused of playing politics with the coronavirus vaccine. A state COVID vaccination site popped up in a very wealthy, exclusive neighborhood, and many Florida residents want the governor to keep vaccine distribution fair. Listen to Governor DeSantis.
You know, I'll tell you what, I mean, I wouldn't be complaining. I'd be thankful that we're able to do it, because you know what? We didn't need to do this at all. We saw a need. We want to get the numbers up for seniors.
He struck a deal with a Republican donor of his who had developed a large, largely white Republican community and a Republican elected official. He basically sent additional vaccine to Republican voters.
Okay, I know this sounds bad, but if you ask me, the most hardcore Republicans should be vaccinated first. Yeah, I said it, because think about it. They're the ones going into bars without masks and feeding each other mouth to mouth like baby birds. If we vaccinate their asses, it'll stop them from infecting the rest of us. And look, I get that people are upset that DeSantis may have given preferential treatment to his supporters. But if that's true, can you blame the man? I mean, guys, if I got extra doses of the vaccine, I would also give them to my friends. Maybe the blame should be on all those poor black people who never made the effort to be friends with Governor Ron DeSantis, I mean, maybe if you people had taken the time to say hi, or ask him how he was doing, or donate $1 million to his campaign, maybe you wouldn't be in this situation,
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you ready for an all-new season of Survivor? You better be, because Survivor 46 is here, and it's 90 minutes of twists and turns you don't want to miss. Better yet, after each episode, there's a brand new episode of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. Each week, we go behind the scenes of the episode's biggest moments, taking you into the how and the why things happened. And this season, we're very lucky to be joined by an expert, the winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares.
What is up? I'm thrilled to be joining this team and to be giving you my take on how and the why players made the moves they did, what it takes to outwit, outplay, and outlast, and to ask Jeff some questions, because even after 26 days out there, there is still a lot for me to uncover.
Bring it, D. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.